that struggles with my flesh at times. In Psalm 51, David says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." I read those verses over and over and have for years. And I knew David was just asking for forgiveness. But in verse 3, when it says, "For my sin is ever before me," that speaks of something that David just couldn't shake. Brother Craig Edwards preached a message and said, it's kind of like the medical term phantom limb syndrome. He said when people have limbs cut off of their body, their brain still tells them it's there and that it still hurts. And that's what the devil does. You go to repent, you get forgiveness, but he don't want you to feel forgiven. But I'm thankful for Psalm 32, where it says, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long." David went for a long time. And in that period of time, in what I've studied, they said he probably aged 10 years in the span of 1 year because he kept silence. He didn't ask for forgiveness. "For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned in the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and a bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be unto the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. I'm ashamed to stand before you today. But I'm thankful that we have a God that does forgive, and a God that has plenty of mercy and plenty of grace for the second time, the third time. I ask you to pray for me. I want to be what he wants me to be. Amen. I desire his touch. Oh, my love. Some of us need to be honest before him this morning.
Amen.
A lot of us sit here like we're not that person. We don't have any faults or any failures. We live perfect lives. And we sit here and we judge others. We judge the preaching. We judge the singing. And I do believe that that's why God sometimes chooses not to meet with us. Because we have that self-righteous attitude. God, help me today.
Amen.
Brother Kevin, thank you for your message.
Amen.
That the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ear is open unto their cry. And he said, a broken and a contrite spirit he would not despise. And this morning, the Lord may be touching your heart. We're going to just take a few moments here just to let God do what he wants to do. I appreciate his good presence this morning. In fact, this might be the morning that things are done in your life that'll change things. I'd listen to him. He's speaking to your heart.
That's made of stone or a little shanty, and you feel so alone. There's one that cares. Oh, how he cares. He cares for you. Just remember God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you. Made of stone or in a little shanty, and you feel so all alone, God cares.
Thank God.
Oh, how he cares. He cares for you. Heart, you have no song, and maybe something in your life has gone wrong. Oh, there's one who cares. Oh, how he cares. He cares for you.
Things will come, try to get your focus on something else. And the preacher said it right too. We all have besetting sins. Mine may not be yours. What may drag you back and hold you back may not bother me. But what bothers me may not even be something you give a thought to. But the emphasis is, we better have a right attitude towards sin. We can get upset with people. We can get upset with circumstances. We can get angry. But how many times do we get upset about our sins and our iniquities? How many times are we broken over our failures and our transgressions? I'm just here to tell you, I can't have an all against my brother and be right with God. If there's someone here this morning that I couldn't go to and say, I love you and I mean it with my heart, then there's something lacking in my life. If I can't pray with somebody in my congregation or in yours, if you can't, there's something lacking in your life. Now the Holy Ghost has ordered what's been done this morning. God laid this man on my heart. And I'm taking a little time. And if he's speaking to you, you say, well, preacher, I'm in the right and they're in the wrong. I've been there before. I have. And then I've been in the place where I think it's somebody else that's holding things back. And then I come to realize it's my old stinking attitude. That's a hindrance. We need to walk humbly with our God. Sing me one more verse, Miss Shelby.
I came into the camp meeting Sunday with a heavy, heavy burden. And I asked some ladies at the church, and Janice was one of them. When we got through with the service Sunday afternoon, we went to the church and we prayed. And I was so heavy, and I know Janice at that time did not realize what she would be dealing with.
Right.
Be with her husband in the hospital. And I didn't know what to do. And I asked Jordan to pray. I asked Lorinda to pray. Jordan the next morning told me, he said, I've been up praying for you all night long. Said I've been up like at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, all through the night praying for you. And I didn't know what to do. I prayed. And I've just watched God work. I've not said anything. I've just watched God work.
Amen.
And I know that He cares. He knows how we feel inside. He knows what we care about. He knows the things we like. And He knows when we hurt. And nobody else knows when we're hurting. And I'm so thankful through the years. My husband died at 44.
That's
and
right.
I've had to make it all these years as a widow, make my living, and have many nights when I didn't know what to do. He's been real. And I love him.
Been faithful.
I thank him this morning for being my father, being my companion, being my savior. And I thank him for every time he's given me that blessed assurance on different matters, not just on salvation, but many matters. He's my source of my being, and I love him with all my heart. And I do thank him. Thank him for touching Jordan. I thank him for every person that's prayed for me. Thank him for Janice and for Dean and for those that we've been able to get together and pray, and for Taylor. There have been many times that we've had burdens and gotten down and prayed and saw God intervene, and I do thank him.
You gonna sing it?
If you live in a mansion and it's made of stone, or in a little shanty and you feel so all alone, there's one that cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you. Oh, if you're black, or if you're white, we all are precious in our God's sight. Oh, he cares. Oh, how he cares. He cares for you. God really cares.
Amen. Amen.
If you live in a mansion,
thank you, Lord,
and it's made of stone, or a little shanty, and you feel so all alone, there's one that cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you. If in your heart you have no song, and maybe something in your life has gone wrong, there's one that cares.
Amen.
Who you are,
God.
Now, the Lord is here to help us. And by the way, he ain't against us, he's for us. He's a helping me this morning. You see, because you don't know all the things that take place, but he's a helping me this morning. And I thank him. Never want to get to the point that you get filled with pride and think you've arrived. Oh no. The Lord's been too good to us and blessed us. He's a touching somebody's life this morning. I'm feeling that pull. I need you to sing one more verse, chorus. Whatever you need to do, you do it. Nothing else, we're going to move on.
And it's made of stone or a little shanty, and you feel so all alone. There's one that cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares about you. Oh, if you're black, or if you're white, we all are precious in our God's sight. Don't forget God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you.
She's got something on her heart this morning. And you listen.
I just want to thank the preacher for the message. And while God was dealing with Jordan in one way, and what he put on my heart was, I couldn't get past what he said. Put your elbows down and just put your hand in your face. And you know, so many times we get so busy about this world and we lose our burden. And I sat there and I said, God, I can't get a burden on my own. I realized that because, you know, Brother Tom, it's not about me. It's about him. And I know that if I'm going to testify, I'm going to have to let him testify through me. If I'm going to sing, it's going to have to be him singing through me. And if I say anything, if I do anything, it's going to be him, or it's just going to be a big old mess. And I'm scared to death to even get up in front of y'all because I know when God's touching my heart, and I got to be obedient. So I guess what I feel like he's wanting me to say is, you know, maybe you're not that one that Jordan talked about that, you know, maybe has that sin, that overwhelming sin. Maybe you feel like you're all right with God. But I'm going to tell you what, when he said, just place your hands. I mean, we got a world that's in a mess. We got a government that's in a mess. We got people up and down in these houses that's lost and dying and going to hell. And there's probably, with a crowd this big, you might think you're on your way to heaven. Just not really. Maybe you're just scared to death what people might think. But you know, every last one of us ought to just be here in the altar with our hands on our face, and you say, I don't have that burden, I can't come, then pray. Come with your hands in your face saying, oh God, give me that burden, because that's what I need today. I need that burden, preacher. I need that burden. I mean, this thing, God's all about him, and he wants to have fellowship with us, and he wants to see sinners saved. I mean, that's why he came, just to seeking to save that which is lost. And so one more time, preacher, I'm going to do my best to be obedient and give the altar. And I'm just going to tell you what, I don't believe for the next 2 weeks. And if I don't pray for anything else, I pray God won't come by to every last one of us is broken before God. And we get a burden because it's not about the shout. I'm going to tell you what, I'm a shouter and I'll run with the best of them. But it's not the shout. It's not the shout that's going to get us done. I don't shout because I shout because what he's already done. But, oh, God, may we have a burden for sinners dying and going to hell. I have a son that's out there in the world. And if you say, well, my family's right, can you pray for mine then? Because mine ain't. And I need a little grandson and he's gone. I have a lot of requests. And you may say, you know, I don't need anything. I don't have to pray about anything. But if you just get your face and hear from me and my family, I sure would appreciate it. But that's what God put on my heart.
Amen. You ought to listen this morning.
Hey!
I've said it many a time. I learned a lot from a father-in-law. He loved the garden. He said, you don't go pull weeds out of your garden when it's dry. He said, all they'll do is just break off the top of the ground. He said, if you'll wait till a good rain comes, let that rain soften that earth. So you can just go right by and pick them up, pull them. They'll come up root and all real easy. I appreciate the good presence of the Lord. Makes weed pulling a whole lot better. Certainly does. You ought to take advantage of it. Amen. Brother Tom, I want you to be coming around here. I had other things I wanted to do. We'll handle that a little later. But I appreciate Brother Tom Gillen.